Peace, peace. My earth family, brothers, sisters, mothers, daughters, household pets, cousins, and distant relatives. Peace, love, and blessings from my heart unto yours. Be still and know that He is God, she is God, we are God. For the breath of life was breathed and given as a gift from God to each and every single one of us. And that is the essence. That is us. Not just the body or the sacred vessel. However, the sacred spirit. The exhalation of God is our very inhalation of morning breath. However, we don't say morning, we say rising. Morning is for funerals, rising is for individuals. Individuals that understand that there is no I in team. Individuals that there is no gain in understanding, but we must understand. Individuals who know that there is no gain in individuality, but in commonality and communality. As an earth community, we shall rise. Bad times don't last long. And a cloud never stays over one man's house forever. My people, I call this podcast Live With Him. Don't swim with him. Win with him. Don't kid with him. You see, you got to win with him. You, first of all, you have to live with him. Don't swim with him. Life is a mission, not a competition. Let's accomplish together, my people, my human family. Extension, reflection of self. Win with him, don't kid with him. Why this title for this podcast? Well, life has asked of it. Life has requested of it. And as a channel subservient unto the broadcast of which life is podcasting. From this exotic space of energy that we entitle Mother Earth, there are ones and ones, there are them and those who have a way of teaching which offers really nothing to teach. This is more of a way of being, a way of reaching, a way of teaching, a way of coexisting. This is what you would call the driving or the driver's ed of humanity, where the professor or the guide happens to be learning with you, in the vehicle with you, risking his life, her life with you, teaching you to parallel park on a real-time basis, not a pair of instructions or a list of commandments that you are to memorize and recognize without first going through the intellectual process and experiential happening, which will allow the resonation of the importance of such principles to come upon oneself naturally without being forced, almost like an oral teaching. Many cultures of the past had a different way of teaching as well, which was a living teaching, because if we put it inside of a book, then the book will die, the knowledge will die, and the knowledge has died. Our approach to knowledge is miscalculated. Our approach to overstanding and understanding are egotistical. Therefore, I am provoked to say, live with him, don't swim with him. You see, my people, life is a current that is flowing, such that of a river. And the water is of feminine nature. Bruce Lee, a master, taught us to be like water. If you are swimming, you're going to get tired. You will drown. Don't swim like him, live like him, because he is not swimming and he is not teaching you how to swim. He is teaching you how to live by showing you the pure living. And how through dying to these extracurricular efforts of swimming and exhaustion of energy and depletion of chi, of life energy, one gains nothing and gets nowhere. However, to die, to live, is to live, because to swim is to be exhausted and to die. Therefore, the dead man's float must be put into application. We must study the words that we were given. The phrases, what do they really mean? What do they really, what are they all for? What do they pan out to? A dead man's float. And this is a swim. This is an actual wave that you, a technique for swimming called such a name. We really must go unorthodox and out the box, my people. Our potential is that of no other. Therefore, we must not have a copycat. We must not have a bootleg version. But this life and its script and the program of this here operating system is ours as the shamans and the technicians to upgrade and be updated. We must know all the mojo and have all the bells and whistles. I encourage all to make this upgrade. Do not swim with him, but live with him. Don't swim like him, but live like him. But teaching should be one-on-one. I'll hold your hand. People can't learn how to dance over the internet. I must embrace you and move around and about as a master dancer with you in my arms in such a way whereas it was as if you knew all the dance moves and were a master dancer yourself. This is how one can learn. I must feel the music alongside of you in this mutual loving and enjoyment and enlovement and no, we can't say enjoyment or enlovement because those words are not good. We don't say end joy, we begin joy. We don't end joy, we begin joy. Don't end my joy, don't enjoy life, but begin joy life. Mutually, we begin the joy of life. We don't appreciate life, we appreciate love life. Because you can't appreciate hate, nothing. You can only appreciate love it. Appreciate hating will only cause frustration. So I say unto you, my people, as the Spirit says unto me, be thou still and know that I am God. Let the Spirit of the Most High dictate your very action and not the traditional orthodox understanding of God the Father, the Mother, or what have you. However, your interpersonal, loving, bonding, symbiotic connection with the kingdom, the queendom. Only this will take you, show you around as an honored guest of life, and you shall have the tour, the royal tour of the palace. I love you guys. This is Haiti Benefits. I say, good things take time. And if something is really worth it, then it cannot be grasped in one grasping. The actual amount of money that you would like to have in your life cannot fit in your pocket. You cannot take it all right now. So if you want to take it all right now, what you're actually looking to take is a very small amount. Remember, there's still some in the pot. You just need, you can't eat it all right now. Know that you have a lot to get and you must take your time with this. Don't be in a rush. There will be leftovers still. You can't eat it all. And if you leave the leftovers out, they will spoil. So you have to eat little and live long, my people. Some of us want 100,000 million followers on Facebook and Instagram. But when we get 100 million thousand followers on YouTube, the question becomes, can you lead 100 million thousand people? Every word that you say, these people will be on, learning, picking up. Are you ready for such influence? With power comes responsibility. And to whom much is given, much is expected. Sincere love to the utmost, exclusively from the top of my heart. I love you. And you, 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 and you. Haiti benefits one, Haiti benefits all. Live with him, don't swim with him. This has been a podcast religion production where we believe what we want when we want, not what you want us to believe when you want us to believe it. This is Haiti Benefits. I'm signing off. I love you.